fielder number 3, Jacob Young. Batting second, the center fielder number 35, James Wood. Hitting third, the designated hitter number 11, Will Friesel. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the third baseman number 27, Trey Lipscomb. Batting fifth, the left fielder number 26, T.J. White. Batting sixth, the catcher number 7, Geraldi Diaz. Batting seventh, the second baseman number 13, Sammy Infante. Batting eighth, the first baseman number 17, Brandon Bossier. Rounding out the starting nine for Fredericksburg, the shortstop number 10, Cortland Lawson. So those will be nine for Fredericksburg here tonight as we get set for game two. Juan Zapata takes to the mound as the Hillcats look to keep their season alive. The first pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, and we are underway at exactly 6:30 here on this beautiful Thursday evening in the Hill City. Zapata back into the motion, the 0-1, and there again, strike two. 79 degrees at first pitch. You can't really ask for better weather in the month of September. Zapata into the motion, the 2-strike pitch. A little quick pitch action as he fires it down low. 1-2. Young. That's from the right-hand side, the 1-2. Down and away, try to get him to chase something off speed. Try to get that bat on his shoulder. The count is now 2-2. Zapata calls time to try and reaffirm his grip. Not slated to start tonight. Reed Johnston was initially listed as tonight's starter, but Zapata, when the lineup was posted, took over on the mound. The 2-2 popped up behind the plate, and Young stays alive. As of now, the rotation remains the same for the rest of the week. As the 2-2, slow chopper over towards short, Frias gloves, fires on to first, and there's one away here in game two. 6-3 put out for Zapata. As that'll bring up James Wood. Wood, an intimidating left-handed bat. First pitch, lined into the left center field gap, ranging over is Jordan Brown in left field. He'll make the grab for out number 2. Great crowd on hand for Thursday night playoff baseball. Good contingent from Fredericksburg traveling down as well. But an impressive showing from Hillcats fans, and you can hear him tonight. Will Friesel will step in. Friesel batting 377 heading into the postseason. He takes outside ball 1. Friesel, a guy who came into Fredericksburg with a splash as he was hitting the leather off of everything. That pitch in there for a called strike, 1-1. 11 home runs on the year for Friesel. As the 1-1 from Zapata. Down low. 2-1. Zapata, a guy who has either been extremely hot or extremely cold. His ERA only at 3.76, but it seems to be the early innings that kind of dictate his starts. The 2-1. Ground ball up the middle, right into the waiting arms of Frias. The shortstop fires on to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Hillcats. Juan Zapata with no issue in the top half of the order. We head to the bottom half of the first in a scoreless ball game. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Folks, we're about to see some pop tonight as Harleen Susana takes to the mound for Fredericksburg. 6'6", 235, the right-hander, 18 years of age. As he's making his only fourth appearance, for Fredericksburg. But when I say pop, that right arm has as much pop as anybody in baseball. Consistently sitting with his fastball at 103 miles per hour. The right-hander can rear up and fire it in there with the best of them. A slider that sits high 90s and a changeup at most people's fastballs. Jake Fox to step in. The first pitch from Susana is 98 on the inside edge for strike one. Fox picked up a base hit in game one of the series on a little blooper that fell in right field. Takes outside there at 99. One ball and a strike. Susana shakes off a few signs. Now back into the motion, the 1-1. Outside again. Two balls and a strike. This is a big test for a guy who's only 18 years of age in a must-win game two for the Hillcats. He's going to be facing a lineup that's ready to play. The 2-1 outside again, ball three, and it appears the Hillcats' approach tonight is to work that pitch count up, knowing that has not gone very far in any of his appearances. His last outing, he went four innings. The 3-1, outside, ball four, and Jake Fox does something that he did exceptionally well throughout the whole season. Draw a walk. 74 walks coming into tonight. His first of the postseason, 75th of the year. As Diane Frias will step in, he put together a solid night in Fredericksburg with two singles up the middle. Went 2-for-4. Fox takes his lead off first. Rios takes above the belt for ball one. Juan Gomez, the umpire behind the plate. Christopher Janke at first. Trey Jester at second. And Steve Craze over at third, the umpiring crew for this evening. The 1-0. 98 caught the corner. 1-1. It'll be Fox, Frias, Burgos, Sankatine, Green, Bartlett, Donovan, Brown, and Hanau, the nine for the Hillcats in order. The 1-1. Down in the dirt, didn't get him to chase at 99. 2-1. Just waiting for that scoreboard to light up with 103. He estimates that he could potentially get up to 105 at some point, which would be right around the baseball record. I say baseball as it was broken by a college baseball player this past year. Upstairs, three balls and a strike. 88 with a changeup, 3-1. That seems to be a pitch that he has a little trouble controlling. But now Frias showing patience and a good hitter's count. The 3-1 from Susana. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks to open up the ball game. And, folks, if you haven't figured out what the strategy is now, don't know what to tell you. Hillcats have yet to swing the bat. They have two base runners aboard. White in left, Wood in center, Young in right, Lipscomb at third, Lawson at short, Infante at second, Fossier over at first with Geraldi Diaz behind the plate. as Susanna has a mound meeting with Diaz going on right now. Home plate umpire Ron Gomez going out to separate the two. Trying to keep the pace of play moving. Game one of this series was finished in under 2 hours. Hillcats with two aboard, nobody out. Jorge Burgos stepping into the box. One of the Hillcats' most consistent hitters. Susanna checks second and fires. Up and away, Burgos held off as they checked with Steve Craze down at third. Ball one. Craze was the home plate umpire in game one. Now getting a stint over at third. The 1-0 from Susanna. In the dirt, good block by Diaz at 99. That ball comes in hot like a missile. He's able to backhand that and prevent it from going all the way to the screen. Hillcats still yet to swing the bat. 12 pitches into the ball game. Fox at second, Frias at first, scoreless in the first inning. Up and away, almost sailed on him. Ball three. Hillcats threatening here in the first inning, knowing their season is on the line here tonight. If they win, they force a deciding game three tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Only the first inning here tonight. Hillcats have an opportunity as the pitch clock has run out on Susanna, and Jorge Burgos will walk to load up the bases. And Susanna looks rattled out there on the mound, and the Hillcats haven't swung a bat. And that'll bring up Junior Sancantine, a guy who excels catching up to fastballs, as now there's an arm getting loose in the Fredericksburg bullpen. As we'll get a trip to the mound, second mound visit of the inning. This time, though, with Joel Hanrahan making the slow walk out, trying to settle down his right-hander. He's put himself in a very difficult situation with the bases loaded, nobody out here in the first inning. Hillcats trying to get the party started and take the lead early on. Hillcats lost 2-0 on Tuesday night after committing three errors in the field. Two of them coming in the fourth inning, which is when Fredericksburg scored both of their unearned runs. Otherwise, Trenton Denholm pitched as well as anybody could ask for in a playoff game. He went seven innings, giving up the two unearned runs. Hillcats just could not get the bats going, but their strategy here tonight has been to keep that bat on their shoulder. Susanna and Sancantine, power on power, into the motion. First pitch up and away, ball one. Fourth batter of the game, and nobody has swung the bat. They're going to make Susanna throw strikes. Timeout is called as the pace of play here has slowed down to a halt. The righty comes set and fires. That one catches the inside corner, 1-1. We'll see now if Sancantine is a little bit more aggressive with the strike on the board. Fox 90 feet away at third, the 1-1. Bottom corner, strike two. Sancantine doesn't necessarily agree, but now he'll have to protect to try and get that run home from third. Frias at second, Burgos at first after three straight walks to open up the ball game. The 1-2 pitch. Foul tipped, 100 miles an hour right into the glove of Diaz. That's the first out of the inning for Susanna. And a big first out indeed. Now the infield can focus on a double play. That would end the inning. Hillcats had opportunities in game one that they were unable to convert on. Would love to get a run or two on the board here. Bases loaded, one away here in the first. First pitch is fouled away down the left field line for strike one. Isaiah Green batting from the left-hand side, the 0-1. Up and away. The count is even at one apiece. Green, a very patient hitter for the Hillcats. Only batting 226, but has walked 97 times. The 1-1. In tight, backed him off the plate, ball two. Hillcats with an opportunity to score early. Can't leave runs on the bases in a ball game like this. The 2-1. Fouled back. Got a fastball at 100 miles an hour. 2-2. Susanna, who struggled to throw strikes the first three hitters, on the verge of picking up the second out of the inning on strikes with the bases loaded. The 2-2. Check swing gets away from the catcher, and that'll score Fox from third, and the Hillcats have taken the lead. Everybody moves up 90 feet on the wild pitch. As the appeal down to third on the check swing from Green, they say he did not go around, but the Hillcats now lead 1-0. That's a big run here in the first. Full count to Green from Susanna. He comes set at the belt. Now fires. Green fights it off. 1-0-1. Will Bartlett stands on deck. Two runners in scoring position. The payoff pitch from Susanna. Fouled away again, challenging him with the fastball. Still only one away here in the bottom half of the first inning. 3-2. Upstairs, ball four. So Isaiah Green, the fourth walk of the inning. As Will Bartlett will step in with an opportunity to extend this Hillcats lead beyond one. 25 pitches already for Susanna, still only one away here in the first. Will Bartlett takes above the zone, ball one. Susanna is a guy who's been on a pretty strict pitch count as they work his way farther into ball games. As the 1-0. Up above again with a changeup. Ball two. His longest outing came on the 7th of September against Salem when he went four innings of one-hit baseball. The 2-0. Fastball in the zone. 2-1. A 2-1 pitch. Line drive right field. That'll get down and go to the wall. Will Bartlett with an RBI single. Two runners will score. Being waved around is Isaiah Green. And the Hillcats have blown it open here in the first inning. 4-0 lead on a Will Bartlett bases clearing double. Just what the doctor ordered, as Susanna will be knocked out of the ball game after only picking up one out. Will Bartlett with a big first inning line drives double. and ask for anything better than that. Perfect start for the Hillcats. Four runs on one hit as we head to a timeout. We'll be right back to meet the new pitcher right after this. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Four to nothing lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. Harleen Susanna has been knocked out of the ballgame after facing six batters. An impressive start for the Hillcats, and they continue to threaten with a runner on second and only one away. Taking to the mound now will be Brendan Collins. Try and get out of this first inning. Joe Donovan will be stepping in for the Hillcats. It's been a perfect start for the Hillcats. Only one hit on the board, but that one hit, a three RBI double. First pitch outside, ball one. As the Hillcats continue to show patience, I've been impressed. The 1-0. Big cut from Donovan. One ball and a strike. Collins making his 31st appearance of the year. 4-2 with a 3.69 ERA. It's his first look of the postseason this year. As the 1-1. Up and away, ball two. In just over 68 innings, he's walked 26, struck out 88 as the ball got loose from the Fredericksburg bullpen. Timeout is called to slow things down. Bill Bartlett stands at second after the three RBI double. 95 mile an hour fastball swung on and missed. 2-2. Only one away here in the first. Collins try to eat some innings. The 2-2. Donovan ropes this one into left field, but White will settle underneath it just in front of the warning track. As that'll be out number two. Donovan put a good ride into it, but hit it off the end of the bat. That'll bring up Jordan Brown. It's a 4-0 lead here in the first inning, but if you're the Hillcats, you want to keep adding on. This Fredericksburg lineup can score runs in a hurry. This is still not a comfortable lead. Big breaking ball finds the zone for strike one. Bartlett taking a huge secondary lead, trying to score on anything hit to the outfield. It's about halfway to short by the time ball reaches home plate. The 0-1. Fastball misses outside. 1-1. Brown. Bats from the right-hand side. The 1-1. Big cut. Pulled out his back foot on the fastball. 1-2. So Collins trying to protect Susanna and get out of this first without allowing that runner to score from second and only keeping it a four-run ball game. The 1-2. Up and away. Brown laid off. 2-2. Beautiful sunset beginning to form here in Lynchburg as the 2-2 is outside, full count. Something we've become accustomed to, seeing great sunsets behind the Blue Ridge Mountains that sit in the distance. Payoff pitch to Brown. Fouled back, had a good pitch to Rip, just got underneath it, and he stays alive. Collins comes set. The payoff pitch. Brown digs it out, drives it to left field, hooking toward the corner. Doesn't get enough of it as T.J. White makes the grab right in front of the wall as he swung on a pitch inside, a curveball that he just wasn't able to get enough power behind as he swung a little bit off balance. But the Hillcats jump out to the early 4-0 lead as we head to the second inning. It's Lynchburg 4, Fredericksburg 0 when we return. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
So we can officially close the book on Harleen Susanna. He goes a third of an inning, four hits, four runs. All of them were earned, four walks and a strikeout. Brendan Collins was called on to pick up the final two outs of the frame, which he did in short order. Now Juan Zapata will return to the mound as the Hillcats look to hold on to this 4-0 lead. Jason Prill here with you on this beautiful Thursday evening. Ray Lipscomb steps in and takes a called strike, 0-1. We mentioned this is not a safe lead by any means, as Fredericksburg has a knack for scoring a lot of runs. Ground ball smash past Bartlett at first off the glove. Fox can't recover behind him as Trey Lipscomb will pick off a leadoff single. Slapped it the other way and it bounced off the glove of Bartlett. First hit of the night for Fredericksburg. As T.J. White will step in. It's tough when the defense is playing over like they were there. Fox had a chance had he been able to field it cleanly, but he knew time was of the essence and rushed the gather a little bit. As Lipscomb stands on first. First pitch to T.J. White. Ground ball over toward first. Bartlett on to second for one. The shortstop back to first. Double play. Juan Zapata ranging over, covering the bag. As an excellent 3-6-1 double play. Clears the bases. Aldi Diaz will step in with nobody aboard and two away here in the top half of the second inning. Hillcats holding a 4-0 lead. He squares around a bunt, takes a called strike, 0-1, trying to get Angel Hanau over at third to creep in a little bit. Bunting for a base hit with two outs, the 0-1. popped up third base side. And now heading toward foul ground. Will settle underneath it, come back toward the field of play and make the grab for another 1-2-3 inning. So Juan Zapata allows a hit and gets out of it without allowing him to get past first. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. 4-0 lead for the Hillcats. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Four to nothing, Hillcat lead as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Jason Prill here with you on a excellent Thursday evening for baseball. Fall beginning to set in the Hill City. Cooler weather as we've dipped under 80 degrees. Can't ask for a better weather week for baseball. Tuesday night game one was as crisp and as perfect as could be. And tonight, maybe better. Tomorrow, if needed at 2:30, looks to be just as nice. Playoff baseball here in the Berg. Angel Hanau will step in to lead off the bottom half of the second. Collins remains on the mound, fires one into the back of Hanau as he will take first. Came inside with the fastball, got it a little bit too tight, 95 miles an hour. Hanau shakes it off and will head on down to first as Jake Fox will step in. He's got his family in town along with his girlfriend. They're all wearing I Heart Jake Fox t-shirts. First pitch is right at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Fox walked and scored to lead off the first, a pickoff over toward Hanau. He's back with a dive. Strike two. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Collins comes set at the belt, now fires. In the dirt, a good block by Diaz as Hanau couldn't get a good read on it. 1-2. Looks like it got caught underneath his padding and just settled right underneath him. Two-strike pitch. Line drive right over toward first. Bossier leaps, makes the grab, and steps on the bag for an easy double play. You can hear the Fredericksburg fans. As Diane Frias will step in. Frias walked and scored as well in the first inning. Collins floats one in there for a called strike, a curveball at 80 miles an hour. 0-1. The 0-1. Check swing. The home plate umpire Juan Gomez says he went around. for strike two. So Collins settling in nicely here. As the two-strike pitch. Fastball that sailed high, one and two. One, two. In the dirt, Frias watches it go by to even the count two apiece. Frias, we mentioned he had a good night in game one. You could see the intensity and focus in his eyes. The 2-2. Blew it by him at 96 as Frias couldn't catch up to the high heater. Second inning comes and goes quickly as we head to the third. 4-0 lead in favor of the Hillcats. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Jason Prill here with you as we get set to start the third inning of play. 4-0 lead in favor of the Hillcats. As Juan Zapata will face the bottom third of the order, Infante, Bossier, and Lawson all do up here in this frame. Game two of this three-game set. Hillcats trail 1-0 in the series, but lead 4-0 here in game two. Sammy Infante takes a called strike, 0-1. Infante picked up an RBI in the first game, the 0-1. Strike two. Fredericksburg looks like they're attempting the same strategy as the Hillcats, but Zapata's been able to pound the zone here so far. The 0-2. Down and away, Infante lays off. The 1-2. Breaking ball, the appeal toward first on the check swing, as they say he did not go around, 2-2. Hillcats in their lime green jerseys. 2-2 pitch. There it is, got him swinging. The first strikeout of the night for Zapata, as Infante is retired for out number one. That'll bring up Brandon Bossier. Fredericksburg wearing their red uniforms with the white lettering and numerals, navy blue outline. Similar to their parent club, Washington Nationals. First pitch up and away, ball one to Bossier. Infield shifted toward the first base side. Outfield playing pretty straight away. Ground ball right into the shift. Fox scoops it on the infield. Round number two. I say shift, but obviously the shift being banned. And all levels of baseball come next season, but already taking place in the minors this year. as Cortland Lawson will take to the box. Lawson. Pats on the right-hand side. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch up above the belt. Ball one. Right-hander. Comes set and goes into the motion. Just a little low. 2-0. Donovan tried to frame it, but didn't get the call. Fredericksburg, 75-55 on the year. Hillcat 63-68. The 2-0. There's a breaking ball that finds the zone. 2-1. Zapata. The 2-1. Line drive foul down the first base side. 2-2. Zapata has faced the minimum so far. Here in the top half of the third inning, 4-0 lead for the Hillcats. Both teams with only one hit. The 2-2. Breaking ball, got him! Swung over the top of a curveball as Lawson is retired for the final out of the third inning. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. 4-0 lead for the Hillcats. When we return, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Playoff Baseball.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Brendan Collins remains on the mound for the bottom half of the third inning after coming on in relief of Harleen Susanna. Who only pitched a third of an inning in the first. Four walks, four runs attached to his name. As Jorge Burgos to lead things off here in the third inning. Jason Prill here with you. Bring you all of tonight's action. First pitch of the third from Collins is upstairs, ball one. Make sure to give us a tweet. Let us know where you're tuning in from at LYN Hillcats on Twitter. Give you a shout out on the air. The 1-0. That one finds the zone. The ball and a strike. The 1-1. Big cut, strike two. The Woobirds are here in Lynchburg. Fredericksburg does that at their home park. As the 1-2. Virgo slaps it the other way, but right into the waiting arms of Lipscomb over at third for out number one. So soft line out. For out number one as Junior Sancantine will step in. First pitch to Sancantine is inside. Ball one as it bounced off the glove of Diaz and right over toward the Fredericksburg dugout. Sancantine changed his walk-up song today to pump it up. The 1-0. Line drive down the right field line, foul. Bump it up has become the rallying cry for these Hillcats. Ever since about the month of May, the team loves the song. D-Rob believes it's their good luck charm. As the 1-1. Flare shot into center. As Wood will settle underneath it for out number two. But it's hard to argue after Pump It Up played in the first inning. When Junior San Quintin came to bat, the Hillcats put four runs on the board. And every time since D-Rob informed the front office staff of the superstition behind Pump It Up, the Hillcats have scored in every inning after it played. First pitch in there for a called strike tonight. Hillcats staff decided to play it more often in hopes of a victory. Line drive into left field. White will range underneath the scoreboard and make the grab for out number three. A 1-2-3 third for Brendan Collins as Fredericksburg comes to bat in the fourth. 4-0 lead in favor of the Hillcats. When we return, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Four to nothing lead as we head to the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. Jason Prill here with you as the Hillcats trying to keep their playoff hopes alive and extend this series for one more game. If they win tonight, they'll play again tomorrow right here at Bank of the James Stadium on an if-necessary game three at 2:30 in the afternoon, flexed up in the day to avoid any conflict with high school football later that evening, right next door at City Stadium. So if you love sports, come on out to the complex. A full day or a full afternoon of baseball and football. Should be a good game here if we get there. And a good game right next door in the evening. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Jacob Young will step in. As the first pitch floats in there from Zapata. Strike one. Young takes outside. One ball and a strike. He grounded out to short to open up the ball game. Zapata. Into the motion. As it fouled away right at the dish. For strike two. This is the part of the lineup, the top of the order, that can do a lot of damage. As one through six, really, all have the ability to put runs on the board in a hurry. Pitch clock violation called on Zapata as he thought he called time, but the umpire never granted it. So now it's 2-2. Those are the kinds of moments that can rattle a pitcher. We'll see if Zapata can maintain his composure. The 2-2. Slider just misses wide, and the count goes full. Top of the fourth inning. Base is empty. Nobody out. Jacob Young waits the payoff pitch. Ground ball over toward third. Tough play for him now. Bare hand grab on the run. The throw is high, and Young will make it in under the tag as Will Bartlett landed awkwardly on his leg, and he is down, hunched over, and in some serious pain. Bartlett. Still leaning over as Frank Sammons goes to 10 on him. Omer Santos making the walk across the diamond to check on their first baseman. Not sure what happened. He leaped and tried to turn and make a tag, and maybe his ankle as he walks gingerly in a circle. And he'll remain in the ballgame. A little shaken up, but okay. It's the playoffs. You can ice it when the season's done. Bill Bartlett, kind of guy that's not going to leave a game like this. He already has a 3-RBI double here tonight. But now, Jacob Young remains at first with nobody out for James Wood. Pickoff move. Maybe to check Bartlett. Make sure that his ankle's good to go. And less of a throw over. As Young, a threat to run. First pitch to Wood. Runner holds. It bounces away from Donovan. Will go to the backstop. Young around second. And he'll hold there as Donovan got to it quickly. As I believe that'll just be a passed ball. As that might change the approach to this at-bat. As manager Jake Lowry came up the third base line to have some words with Wood. Infield now shifted over towards first. The double play no longer in order. The 0-1 from Zapata. It's a ground ball over towards second. That'll move the runner 90 feet closer as the throw goes to first for out number one. Going to bring up Will Friesel with the runner at third. And only one away as Fredericksburg tries to get themselves on the board, trailing 4-0 here in the fourth. No fault to Zapata if this run comes home. It's the first pitch, good breaking ball that Friesel misread for strike one. Infield pulled back with the four-run lead, willing to trade it out for a run. The 0-1, a slow chopper towards second. Fox will wait back on it and flip on to first, a low throw. Two away. Jacob Young will score to put Fredericksburg on the board as they now trail by three. Slowly trying to chip away at that deficit. As Trey Lipscomb will step in. Both hits tonight have been infield singles for Fredericksburg. As Zapata has this one bounced underneath the glove of Bartlett with an awkward hop off the edge of the grass and into right field for a single. Second hit of the inning, third of the night for the Nationals. This is what you mean. Fredericksburg can put the ball in play and chip away at that deficit, always within striking distance. You can hear their crowd trying to urge this team a little bit closer. DJ White will step in from the left-hand side. He grounded into a double play back in the second. Lipscomb now 2-for-2. First pitch to White in there for a called strike, 0-1. Actually, both of Lipscomb's hits are ground balls to first. Both misplayed by Bartlett. First one off his glove, the second one underneath it. The 0-1. Soft grounder, foul. Strike two. So Zapata trying to ignore the run on the board and get out of this inning with a three-run lead. Don't want to let him get any closer. Two-strike pitch. Popped up, third base side, out of play. White will stay alive. Bartlett's had a lot of action over at first base. A couple ground balls and some tough plays. As the two-strike pitch from Zapata. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is up and away. No throw down. As they don't want to risk an error sending it into center field. It'll be a stolen base for Trey Lipscomb, but now the force play is only at first, and a single could score him. It's a good pitch to throw down on, but Donovan wisely pocketed it. The 1-2. High drive center field. Isaiah Green, ranging over toward left, will call off Brown. Leaps and makes the grab on the run. Round number three. Fred Nat score one. Hillcats hold him there. 4-1 our ball game here in the fourth. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this timeout.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Trenton Denholm pitched a gem on Tuesday night as the Hillcats took on Fredericksburg. Seven innings, four hits, two runs, none were earned, one walk and five strikeouts for the right-hander who unfortunately was handed the loss in a game that was of no fault to his own. But a shout-out to Judy Denholm on Twitter saying, watching the Hillcats playoff baseball from El Dorado Hills, California, the hometown of Trenton. So thank you, Judy, for tuning in tonight. Tweeted us at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Will Bartlett takes down and away. Ball one. Bartlett with a three RBI double in the first inning to give the Hillcats the four-run lead. The 1-0. Inside corner called a strike, 1-1. Still the only hit for the Hillcats. They have the column that matters. Down and away, ball two. Brendan Collins has pitched well since coming in. There's yet to allow a hit. Only one base runner on a hit by pitch. 2-2 now. But he still faced the minimum. Collins trying to eat up some innings after Susanna walked four to open up the ball game. The 2-2. Big swing, 95 mile an hour fastball as Bartlett lost control of the bat. One away. As Joe Donovan will step in now. Donovan lined one into left field. And his first at-bat is the first batter that Collins faced. So second time through the order. See if there's any change in approach from the Hillcats. First pitch swinging, strike one. The 0-1, up and away. The count is even at one apiece. Collins from Olney, Maryland, was a 17th round pick of the Nationals in 2021. A big curveball finds the zone. Strike two. Collins stands at 6'4", 215. Just celebrated his birthday a couple days ago. Was born on the 10th. 1-2 pitch. 96. Route number two. Two strikeouts here in the fourth. As the Hillcats struggling to get any momentum since that first inning. Collins providing exactly what was needed. Some stretching going on for Fredericksburg, but right now it's up to Brendan Collins. Jordan Brown takes upstairs for ball one. Everyone playing straight away. The 1-0 fouled back to the netting. 1-1. Brown just missed hitting one out of here in the first inning, but swung at a breaking ball that was inside and just couldn't get his bat all the way around it. Left it a little bit short of that left field fence. The 1-1. That one floated in there at 80 miles an hour. Strike two. That's a big velocity differential. The 1-2. Upstairs, Brown laid off. 2-2. Seems like Collins tries to rely on that high fastball when he gets to two strikes, trying to entice the hitters into swinging. That one a little bit too high. That one closer, but Brown laid off again, full count. Two away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Payoff pitch. Right back with that high heater. As Brown took a healthy cut, but strikes out as Collins, 1-2-3 through the fourth, three strikeouts, striking out the side as we head to the fifth. 4-1 lead for Lynchburg, and we return. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this timeout. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Juan Zapata through four innings with a solid start so far. Four innings, three hits, only the one run, no walks, two strikeouts. As we head to the fifth inning here, bottom half of the order due up for Fredericksburg. First pitch from Zapata to Geraldy Diaz is inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Good breaking ball, Diaz over top of it, 1-1. Zapata, a guy that his teammates love, got a big smile, infectious personality. The 1-1 on its way. Ground ball up the middle, tough play into center field as it gets by Fox for a leadoff single for Diaz. But Zapata, earlier this season, actually just about 2 weeks ago, put on a hot dog costume and went walking through the Hillcats clubhouse. Everybody's phone whipped out right away to take pictures and videos. Omer Santos, Hillcats manager, just kind of rolled his eyes and laughed. Looked a little startled, not going to lie, as Sammy Infante takes inside for ball one. That's the kind of guy that Juan Zapata is. Loves to make people laugh. Viewed as one of the funnier teammates on the ball club. Always has people hanging out around him, the 1-0. Ground ball in between third and short and into left field. A seeing eye single for Infante. And now the tying run comes to the plate here in the fifth inning. Back-to-back singles to open up the inning as Brandon Bossier will step in as Joe Donovan wants to go out to Zapata. But Zapata, a guy who likes to stay loose, even on days that he starts, will be seen socializing, going around, talking to people, hanging out. For a lot of guys, on the day that they start, they show up late and keep to themselves, read the scouting report. But Zapata, man of the people. But now he'll have to work out of a tough jam here in the fifth inning. Two aboard, nobody out. So the Hillcats try to cling on to that three-run lead. Brandon Bossier will step in with runners on first and second. First pitch from Zapata is just below the zone for ball one. A tense moment here as the Hillcats trying to keep this a three-run ball game. The 1-0. Just missing again outside, 2-0. Diaz at second, Infante at first. A 2-0 from Zapata. Ground ball up the middle. Fox ranges over. Underhand flip to Frias for one. On to first. Not in time. As they get the force out at second. But just a hair behind Bossier at first. Diaz now 90 feet away. As Cortland Lawson will step in with an opportunity to bring Fredericksburg a little bit closer. Lawson adding 167 on the season. First pitch fouled back for strike one. But for Fredericksburg, Lawson, at any point, could turn that corner. No easy out in this Fredericksburg lineup. And as soon as you think that there's an easy out, that's when you'll get burnt. The 0-1. Good breaking ball. Had him out in front. Strike two. It'll be interesting to see if they send Bossier to try and get the runner in motion. With only one away in the double play in order. And Diaz at third. And now, don't want to strike him out, throw him out. Two strike pitch. Runner holds. Blew it by him at 93 for out number two. Big strikeout there, second out of the inning for Juan Zapata, but now Jacob Young will step in as the top of the order comes to the plate. Fifth inning here, 4-1 lead for Lynchburg. Runners at the corners with two away for Fredericksburg. Jacob Young stepping in as he takes a called strike, 0-1. He's 1-for-2 tonight, singled and scored last inning. Zapata, the long lean in, now comes set. The 0-1. Ground ball, line drive foul off the party deck. For strike two. Zapata comes set for the two-strike pitch. Got him! Went upstairs, and Young was tantalized by the fastball. Juan Zapata works out of a jam here in the fifth. We head to the bottom half of the inning. 4-1 lead for the Hillcats. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Petway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1 lead in favor of the Hillcats. Jason Prill here with you, as the Hillcats still with only one hit on the board, but four runs right now is the important number on that stat line. New pitcher on the mound for Fredericksburg, Kyle Luckham, making his fifth appearance. He's 1-0 with a 6.14 ERA. In just over seven innings, he's went up five runs, one walk, five strikeouts as he faces 9-1-2 here in the fifth. Brendan Collins did his job, giving the Nationals some much-needed relief. And now squares around but pulls back on a pitch outside the zone for ball one. Collins went 3 2/3 innings. No hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. Almost a reverse stat line from Susanna, who opened up the ball game. And now goes reaching 1-1. And now grounder right back to the mound. Luckham will flip on to first for out number one. That'll bring up the top of the order. Jake Fox, 0-for-1, but he did walk and score in the first inning. He scored on a wild pitch from Susanna. First pitch down and away, ball one. Hillcats, after Susanna left the ball game, have yet to walk, despite picking up four walks against the starter. The 1-0. Fox fouls it back. 1-1. So a change of approach against the bullpen. The 1-1. Ground ball over towards second. Infante waits back on it, has to stutter step. Fox hustling down the line. Has the throw beat him by a hair. It's a lot closer than it needed to be as Infante double clutched on the throw. As there's now two away here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 4-1 lead for the Hillcats. Bottom of the second in Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and the Pelicans tied at two. Rios takes a low strike. The River Dogs currently lead that series 1-0. Winner of this series will face the winner of that series in the championship round next week. Rios fights it off down the left field line, and it'll drop in fair territory for a base hit. Rios carried his bat all the way to first as it hooked toward the line. But he picks up the second single of the night, his third of the series so far. As the Hillcats have a two-out base runner. Jorge Burgos will step in. Walked and scored in the first as well. Lined out on a little flare shot to third in his last trip. Luckum will now have to work out of the stretch. Burgos fouls it into the glove for strike one. Hillcats clinging to a three-run lead. Nothing, though, safe here against the Fredericksburg Nationals. The 0-1. Just misses down and away. One ball and a strike. It's about as close as you can get without it actually touching part of the plate. Burgos wisely laid off. No wind to speak of here tonight as the sun is set. Timeout is called. There is a little bit of a sunlight gleam down the left field line as the sun sets behind the Blue Ridge. The 1-1. That one finds the zone with a fastball. Strike two. Frias stands at first with two away. Two-strike pitch from Luckum. A pickoff move that would have had him as Frias kind of zoned out for a second, but the throw was a little bit wide and Bossier had to leap for it. So Frias will remain at first. Another pickoff move. This time they almost got him. Frias kind of waves off D-Rob saying, I had it read. That's the second pickoff move. Kind of shocked that they threw over twice. We'll see if Frias takes off now. The 1-2. Burgos slaps it the other way. Tough play for Lipscomb. Heading in foul ground. Slides, can't make the grab. As Burgos will stay alive for another pitch. Four to one lead in favor of the Hillcats here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hillcats scored all four in the first. 1-2 pitch to Burgos. Check swing and he went around for the final out of the inning. Fifth inning comes to a close. Hillcats still hold that three-run lead. They get another hit on the board, but no more runs. As we head to the sixth, don't go anywhere. We'll have more baseball in store right after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Thank you. Still plenty of time left in this one as we add to the top half of the sixth. 4-1 lead in favor of Lynchburg. Jason Prill here with you as Juan Zapata will return to the mound, but he'll face the toughest part of the Fred Nats order. 2, 3, and 4. James Wood, Will Friesel, and Trey Lipscomb all due up here in this frame. Zapata has pitched well so far, but the Nationals have threatened a couple times in the last few innings. Trying to keep it a three-run ball game. First pitch to James Wood is swung on and missed for strike one. In Zapata's last outing against Fredericksburg, he went 5 innings on August the 16th, giving up 6 hits and 3 runs, including a home run. Soft grounder, first base side, foul. There is some action going on in the Hillcats bullpen, understanding the magnitude and importance of every out. Knowing they have to win tonight to stay alive tomorrow. 2-strike pitch, quick pitch, a little bit outside, 1-2. We've seen a little bit more trickery from Zapata here tonight. A couple times he's abandoned his full windup for a quick pitch. The 1-2. Outside corner, no call, 2-2. Hillcats fans in disagreement with the home plate umpire. Zapata with a long look in. He's got to hurry. Now into the motion. Breaking ball misses wide. Again, the count goes full. James Wood has worked his way back into the AB. It's hard because you want to work around guys like James Wood, but with Friesel on deck, don't want to give him a base runner. Payoff pitch. Outside corner, no call. Zapata holds his glove to his mouth as he disagrees with the home plate umpire. Leadoff runner aboard here in the sixth. Third straight inning. Fredericksburg has had their leadoff runner aboard, and it looks like that'll be the end of the night for Juan Zapata. Omir Santos making the walk out to the mound. As Zapata will get the yank. Greeted by hugs from his teammates. Every single guy sharing the love. We'll step aside. New pitcher coming in for Lynchburg when we return. They currently hold a 4-1 lead. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So Juan Zapata will take a seat here in the sixth after allowing the leadoff walk. Zapata closed the day going 5 innings, giving up 5 hits, just the 1 run, that being his only walk as well, and 4 strikeouts, as the Hillcats got exactly what they needed from their starter and getting them to the later innings. Gary Hervasio will step in, a guy that Omir Santos trusts with his life. 31 games on the year, 55 innings, 5-1 record, and a 6.02 ERA. 81 strikeouts, 25 walks. That number, that ERA, is a bit inflated as it's been a couple bad outings here or there. But for the most part, he's been able to come out of the bullpen with some success. His last outing against Fayetteville, he went an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. James Wood at first as Will Friesel steps in. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Big curveball up and in gets away from Donovan as Wood will take second. On the wild pitch. Now Fredericksburg with a golden opportunity here. Try and chip away at that lead all the more. Ravasio 6'1", 168, 22 years of age. The left-hander from the Dominican Republic. Runner on second. Nobody out. The 1-0. Went inside again, brushed him back. Ball two. Tying run on deck in Trey Lipscomb. 4-1 lead for the Hillcats here in the sixth. The 2-0. That one catches the inside corner, relying on that off-speed pitch here early on, 2-1. Bit of a slider. And he wraps around the inside corner. Ravasio checks second and steps off. Realizing the pitch clock was ticking down on him. Comes an even more important factor here in the postseason as the intensity rises. The 2-1. Big cut at another slider, strike two. You mentioned Friesel with the 11 home runs. A guy who can change the outlook on the game in a hurry. Not a guy you want to mess around with. The 2-2 from Hervasio. Went fastball, left field line, hooking out of play. Wood at second after the leadoff walk. The 2-2. Slow chopper over toward second. Fox gloves it, flips on to first. One away. Wood moves 90 feet closer. As Trey Lipscomb will step in to try and chip away at that deficit. Slowly but surely, Fredericksburg trying to get a little bit closer. Wood 90 feet away. Wild pitch would score him. First pitch to Lipscomb. It's a fastball that misses up above the belt. Ball one. Corners pulled a little bit in. Middle infield pulled back. Bartlett even with the bag at first. Well off the line. The 1-0. Good block by Donovan as he prevented that one from getting to the backstop. Ball two. This might be a situation where they try and work around Lipscomb. As the 2-0. Big breaking ball misses high, 3-0. But if you put him aboard, that brings the tying run to the dish in T.J. White. Lipscomb, though, 2-for-2 on the day with two singles. The 3-0. That fastball catches the inside corner, 3-1. So not an unintentional, intentional walk. He gets the call. The fear, though, is that he's trying to nibble and make the perfect pitch. The 3-1. Big cut. Strike two. Lipscomb fooled there on the slider. Ravasio with the long look in. He now comes set. Payoff pitch to Lipscomb. Jam shot out to right field. Burgos charging in on it. Wood will tag. The throw comes in, and it will not be cut off, but Wood will score, as it's now a two-run ball game. Lipscomb does his job, gets the runner home from third, as T.J. White will step in. With the bases empty and two away. One run on the board. Here in the inning. 4-2 lead. First pitch to White popped up right field side of the infield. Fox on the grass. Makes the grab. The final out of the inning. So one run scores as Fredericksburg cuts into the deficit. Hillcats, though, still lead 4-2. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. Hillcats need to get their bats going. Don't go anywhere. More baseball when we return. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Bottom of the sixth inning as Hillcats holding on to that slim lead. It was a 4-0 ball game coming out of the first inning. But now here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, it's 4-2. Kyle Luckham remains on the mound as he will face 4, 5, and 6. Sankintine, Green, and Bartlett. Hillcats with only two hits on the night. The Fredericksburg's 5. Junior Sankintine 0-2. Flew out to center in his last trip. Take a wild cut for strike one. The 0-1. Another wild cut. Strike two. Sankintine swinging for the fences to try and make it a three-run ball game. Right now, you just need base runners. Two-strike pitch. Upstairs. This time, Sankintine lays off. 1-2. Sankintine, the kind of guy that, when he gets a hold of it, can send it into orbit. Once in a while, he just gets a little too over-aggressive. The 1-2 pitch. He fouls that one back and stays alive. Heavy dosage of fastballs here from Luckham. Once again, the two-strike pitch. This one in the dirt, Sankintine laid off as he tried to break off a curveball. The count is even at 2 apiece. Pull the string again. Sankintine couldn't lay off a pitch outside the zone. And there's one away. Second strikeout of the night for Luckham. As Isaiah Green will step in. He walked and scored in the first inning, but lined out to left in his last trip. Hillcats bats have been quiet recently. Still with only a handful of hits in the series. First pitch is outside for ball one. Hillcats had three hits on Tuesday night, two here tonight. The 1-0. Green offers at it with a bunt, but pulls back. They appeal toward third, and they say he went around. 1-1. Green tried to pull the bat back in time, but third base umpire Steve Craze didn't agree. The 1-1. Breaking ball a little low. Two balls and a strike. Base is empty. One away. Bottom of the sixth. The 2-1. Ground ball over towards second. That'll be Infante, who sidearms it over to first for out number two. I'm going to bring up Will Bartlett. Doubled home three runs in the first, but the Hillcats have been quiet ever since. Only two base runners since Will Bartlett cleared the bases. He's one for two with a strikeout in his last at-bat. He takes one down low, ball one. Fredericksburg's bullpen has pitched well since Harlene Susanna was removed after third of an inning. Though Bartlett had a step out, not sure what for. The 1-0. That slider below the knees, ball two. If the Hillcats hold on to win this ball game, they'll play again against Fredericksburg tomorrow in a decisive game three at 2:30. That one finds the zone. 2-1. The 2-1. Outside corner with a fastball. Bartlett in disagreement. 2-2. So now he'll have to protect here in the sixth. As Fredericksburg tries to crawl their way back into it. The 2-2. In the dirt. As the count now goes full. Luckum, jump set, now fires. Payoff pitch. Inside corner, didn't get the call. Another slider, Bartlett laid off. The Hillcats have a two-out base runner. Only the third base runner since the first inning as Joe Donovan will step in. Donovan, a guy with some pop. A right-handed hitting catcher. Now six home runs on the year coming into tonight. Healthy cut at a fastball, strike one. But right now, Hillcats just need base hits. The 0-1. Inside, I think it got him. It caught him on the elbow as Donovan reached first as the second hit batter of the ball game for Lynchburg. Angel Hanau was the first guy who got hit as Jordan Brown will step in, and now Geraldi Diaz wants to go out to the mound and have a word along with Joel Hanrahan as there is an arm getting loose for Fredericksburg in a hurry. I believe that might be not sure who that is. Might be number 20, Mason Denenberg, but it says, according to the most updated roster for Fredericksburg, that he's on the development list. Right now, it's in the arms of Luckum to try and get out of this inning. He set down the first two of the inning via the strikeout and a ground out. But then walked Will Bartlett and hit Joe Donovan to give Jordan Brown an opportunity. Hillcats hold a two-run lead here in the bottom half of the sixth inning on a Thursday night in Lynchburg, Virginia. The Battle of the Birds here in the postseason. First pitch to Brown. In at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Bartlett stands at second. Donovan at first, two away. Big at-bat here to try and extend the Hillcats' lead, the 0-1. Checks at it, bounces away from Diaz, and they say he went around. That's strike two. Not far enough away for Bartlett to advance. Now, Luckum a strike away from getting out of the inning. Pitch clock winding down as the two-strike pitch will come after a pitch clock violation is assigned. 1-2. Will Bartlett, at the very last second, caught the attention of Luckum as he danced off second, and the clock expired. Now the 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. Two aboard, two away. Deuces Wild here in the bottom half of the sixth. The 2-2 from Luckum. Fouled back. And Brown will stay alive. Angel Hanau waits on deck if Brown can get aboard. The 2-2. Runners break, and the pitch is down low. No throw as both runners are now in scoring position on the double steal. For Bartlett, the stolen base numbers have gone up here in the second half. That's his fourth stolen base of the year. Payoff pitch to Jordan Brown. Ground ball over toward third behind the bag. Going to be a long throw for Lipscomb. And it's scooped by Bossier at first to get Brown and end the inning. Hillcats got two aboard. But leave them both in scoring position as the inning comes to a close. Three innings of baseball left. 4-2 lead for the Hillcats. As we head to the seventh, don't go anywhere. More baseball right after this.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Top of the seventh. About to get underway as Lynchburg holding on to a two-run lead. Jason Frill here with you. And game two of this best of three series, Fredericksburg comes in on the night, leading 1-0. as Franco Alleman taking over on the mound. Alleman making his 25th appearance and just under 53 innings. He's 3-10 with a 6.31 ERA, 75 strikeouts, 18 walks. And last week against Fayetteville, he won an inning, giving up one hit, a run, no walks, and two strikeouts. He's going to be asked to hold on to this lead here as he faced the bottom half of the order, Diaz and Fonte Bossier. Diaz to lead things off. Swings through a fastball for strike one. The 0-1 slider. Strike two. The run in the last inning was assigned to Zapata after the leadoff walk, so Gervasio goes an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. Alleman has it grounded over towards short. Frias with a chest-high bounce on a first, one away. Got to bring up Sammy Infante. Infante, 1-for-2. He takes inside, just missed him for ball one. The 1-0. Pull the string on Infante out in front, 1-1. Alleman, in his last home game, was ejected in extra innings. The 1-1. Blew it by him at 96, strike two. Alleman disagreed with a ruling made by the home plate umpire that night and said something as he went to back up home plate and got tossed immediately. Tonight, though, fires the 1-2 inside, and that caught the ribs of Infante, as Fredericksburg will get a base runner with one away. First hit batter for Fredericksburg tonight, as Alleman was a strike away from picking up out number two. Alleman began the year as a starting pitcher, but after being removed from the rotation a month or so in, he moved into a relief role, as Infante is still a little shaken up over behind the first base bag. He's going to get checked on by the athletic trainer, Kirby Kraft, as that caught him right on the ribs. But Alleman spent some time out of the rotation. He's still with the team. Wasn't appearing in any ball games. When he came back, it was more in a piggyback or relief role. And he's done well since. A couple rough outings, but for the most part, he's found a more consistent rhythm out of the bullpen. Some guys just struggle when they have to start a ball game. And now we're back to action. Infante gets the all clear at first. Bossier steps in, tying run at the plate here in the seventh. First pitch from Alleman. Just misses wide for ball one. Close pitch, no call. Fonte takes his lead over at first. The 1-0. Big breaker that falls near the ankles of Bossier. 1-1 as he swung through it. Infield in double play depth with one away. Two-run lead for Lynchburg. The 1-1 from Olliman. Runner breaks, stumbled out of it. The pitch is swung out and missed. The throw down. Not in time as Infante slid through the tag of Frias. Looked like he may have come off the bag. I think that's what Frias is saying. As Infante will readjust himself. He picked up a lot of dirt on the slide. Now the double play no longer in order. This is exactly what Fredericksburg has done all night. They've gotten a runner on, moved him over, and brought him in. And that's how they've chipped away at this deficit. At one point it was 4-0 after the end of the first inning. Now it's 4-2 with a runner in scoring position. Two-strike pitch to Bossier. Swung on and missed. Half-hearted swing at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Route number two. Cortland Lawson will step in now. Lawson, 0-2 with two strikeouts. But an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. His last trip, he left the runner stranded at third. Route number two. Now he steps in with two outs and a runner on second. Big breaking ball finds the zone, strike one. Olliman, 6'6", 21 years of age, a right-hander from Cuba. Attended the University of Florida. Grew up mostly in Florida. The 0-1. As he steps off and checks second. It's the first step off of this at-bat for Olliman. The 0-1. Runner fakes toward third. Lawson went around on the check swing for strike two. He can feel the magnitude of the moment with every pitch. As we head down to crunch time here in game two. Hillcats trying to force a winner take all. Two-strike pitch, got him! Donovan pumps his fist as Lawson fooled on the slider and the Hillcats get out of the jam, and now Jake Lowry is livid talking to the home plate umpire. Has some harsh words as he heads back to the dugout. Time to stretch here in Lynchburg. 4-2 lead for the Hillcats when we return.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh inning as the Hillcats come to bat, leading 4-2. Kyle Luckum has been removed from the ballgame after going two innings, only allowing the one hit, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts as he hands the ball off to number 29, Tyler Shaw. Shaw on the year, making his 36th appearance. He's 6-3 with a 4.89 ERA. Just over 53 innings. He's walked 21, struck out 61. Angel Hanau to lead things off. He takes a called strike on the inside edge for strike one. Schoff has allowed 29 earned runs in those 53 innings. The 0-1. Slapped into left field, breaking in front of White, and that'll get down for a leadoff single as Hanau gets the bottom of the seventh started with a base runner. Only the third hit of the night as the top of the order comes to the plate here in the seventh. The Cats would love to extend that lead with two innings to play for Fredericksburg at the plate. First pitch to Fox. Misses wide, ball one. And now takes his lead off first. The 1-0. Driven to center field, but not very deep as Wood will settle underneath it for out number one. Now to bring up Dian Frias. We mentioned earlier in tonight's ball game that he had an intensity in his eyes that you haven't seen very often from him. Typically, he's a guy that likes to goof around and choke around, but on Tuesday night, he was all business. A angry stare all night long as he fights this one off into left field. White ranges over toward the line and will make the grab for out number two. Got to give way to Jorge Burgos here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It'll be the top of the order due up for Fredericksburg in the eighth, which is exactly what they had hoped for coming to this point in the ballgame. Jorge Burgos, 0-2 here in this one. First pitch, half-hearted swing and a breaking ball in the dirt, strike one. The 0-1. Slider catches the back door, 0-2. Schoff, the strike away from getting out of the inning. Two-strike pitch. Runner breaks. Up and in. Has no throw down. Trying to avoid the throw into center field. We've seen that a couple times. Knowing that a errant throw could change the outlook of this seventh inning. But now a single could score Hanau. Burgos down in the count. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Schoff. In the dirt, bounces away from the catcher, and it'll get towards the dugout. Bean waves around us, and now the throw comes in. It's wide! And now we'll score from second on the wild pitch! When you apply pressure, it bursts the pipes! Diaz had time to throw home to Shaw covering, but instead sent it all the way up the line. 5-2 lead for the Hillcats. Base is empty, the 2-2 to Burgos. Up and in, backed him up out of the plate. Full count. Omir, as soon as that ball hit the dirt, was waving him around the bag. Great aggressive base running. The payoff pitch, slider. Burgos stays alive. Those are the types of plays that at the end of the ball game you look on as game changers. Payoff pitch. Backdoor slider. No call. Schoff thought it was strike three, but the inning continues. And we're going to be honest, the Hillcats have not had really any momentum since that first inning. Their bats have been held silent. But I've always believed that aggressive base running can be the difference between a playoff run and a first round exit. As Junior Santantin takes upstairs for ball one. Or for that matter, not even making the playoffs. The Hillcats, in similar fashion to what they did against Delmarva, brought home a runner from second when had no business doing so. In there for a called strike, 1-1. That play in Delmarva is what got the Hillcats to the postseason in the first place, as they were trailing in game one of a doubleheader that they needed to win two. The 1-1. San Quintin fakes out a pitch below the zone, ball two. But because he was able to score from second, Luis Durango, that is, on a ground ball in the infield, Hillcats were able to make the postseason. Inside, almost got away from Diaz. 3-1. San Quintin has been swinging for the fences all night. It has not had a home run in about a month's time. Burgos at first. 5-2 lead for the Hillcats. The 3-1 pitch will come after a throw over. And they're going to call a balk. So Jorge Burgos will now move into scoring position. With the aggressive nature of Omir Santos, they might send him on a base hit. The 3-1. Big cut. San Quintin lit up on a ball that hung up in the zone, but just swung underneath it. Burgos signaling from second to calm down. All they need is a base knock. Payoff pitch here from Schoff. In the dirt, the appeal, he did not go. San Quintin lays off a tough pitch to draw the walk and keep the inning alive for Isaiah Green. As Joel Hanrahan will come out of the dugout yet again here in this ballgame. I think this is the third time we've seen him here tonight, as Schoff tries to work out of this seventh inning. Nobody getting loose for Fredericksburg in the bullpen. As the Hillcats have two aboard with two away. And Isaiah Green stepping in. Green on the night. Broke the scoreless ball game at the plate. There's a wild pitch from Susana that allowed Jake Fox to score. Green would then walk to reach first and load up the bases again, before Will Bartlett would drive them all home with a 3-RBI double down the right field line. Fredericksburg would score a run of their own in the fourth inning as they got Jacob Young aboard and moved him around and got him in. They did the same thing in the sixth with James Wood to make it a 4-2 ball game. And here in the seventh, the aggressive base running by the Hillcats allowed Angel Hanau to score from second on a wild pitch to make it a 5-2 ball game. They're trying to make it more against a dangerous Fred Nats lineup, with the top of the order due up in the top of the eighth. Isaiah Green stepping in from the left-hand side. Righty-on-lefty matchup here in Lynchburg. First pitch from Schoff is inside, ball one. Green has been patient all night, working counts. Would love to do it again here and force Schoff to leave one in the zone. The 1-0. In there, 1-1. Burgos at second, San Quintin at first. Schoff, the righty, checks second. Now fires. Big breaker in the zone, strike two. The 1-2 pitch from Schoff as he tries to get out of the inning. Green, ground ball in between first and second, ranging over his Bossier. He'll take it himself as the inning comes to a close. But the Hillcats get another run on the board as they re-extend their lead up to 3. 5-2 lead as we head to the eighth. Six outs remain for Fredericksburg to try and tie or take the lead here in game two. We'll be right back after this timeout. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, The YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the eighth. Three-run lead for the Hillcats. 5-2 our score. Franco Alleman remains on the mound for another inning of work after he came on in relief in the seventh. As he'll face Young, Wood, and Frizzell here for Fredericksburg. They have part of the lineup they want here in the eighth. They need three to tie with six outs remaining. If the score holds, we'll play again in a decisive game three tomorrow at 2:30 right here at Bank of the James Stadium. We'll have the broadcast at 2:25. As championship appearance on the line. First pitch to Jacob Young is upstairs, ball one. Fredericksburg won game one at home. As Hillcats gave up two unearned and lost 2-0. The 1-0. Slider in there, one ball and a strike. In the South Division, the River Dogs up 7-2 over Myrtle Beach. That in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Still plenty of time, but Charleston on the verge of making the championship series. The 1-1. In tight, ball two. Alleman comes set, now fires. In tight again, ball three. It's incredible the change of season that Alleman has had. At the beginning of the year, you were weary every pitch he threw of a ball being taken yard or being hit hard somewhere in the diamond. The 3-1 is above the belt, ball four. Leadoff runner aboard for Fredericksburg here in the eighth. As James Wood will step in. But now Alleman being trusted in the biggest moment of the season for the Hillcats. A three-run game, but those three runs could dissipate quickly. No lead is safe with Fredericksburg. Especially with the tear they've been on in the second half. First pitch to Wood is a slider that finds the zone for strike one. Over 1,400 on hand here for game two. 1,423 to be exact. The 0-1. A throw over. Nothing doing. Tying run is on deck for Fredericksburg if James Wood can get aboard. Another pickoff move. Try to catch him leaning, but now Alleman is out of pickoffs. And so now Young can kind of do whatever he wants on the base paths. Alleman can only throw over if he's guaranteed to get an out. Otherwise, it's a balk. The 0-1 runner breaks, fouled at the dish. The hit and run was on. As Wood tried to get a hold of a 94-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. Young will make the walk back to first. We'll see if they put him in motion again. Two-strike pitch. Runner breaks. The throw is high as Donovan double clutch. Stolen base for Young. Two away. .95 on the radar gun. Frizzell swung behind that one. As Trey Lipscomb now with an opportunity. That runner on second base. If Fredericksburg comes back and wins, they'll go on to the championship series. They'll start the series on the road. First pitch to Lipscomb. Strike one. No matter who wins this series, they'll travel down south for game one before having an opportunity to win at their home park. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the three games in that series. The 0-1. Strike two. Another good slider from the right-hander as Alleman trying to get out of this inning. Young stands at second after the leadoff walk. Alleman in his second inning of work. The biggest pitch of the season so far for Lynchburg. He comes set for the two-strike pitch. Upstairs, ball one. Hillcats faithful have been into it tonight. One of the loudest crowds we've had all season. Alleman comes set. The 1-2. Fouled back. Tried to blow it by him at 96. As Lipscomb will stay alive. Lipscomb with two hits already tonight and an RBI and a sacrifice fly in the sixth. A tough out. Righty on righty matchup. The 1-2 pitch. Yes, sir! Alleman gets out of the inning with three straight strikeouts. What a performance for Franco Alleman. We head to the bottom half of the eighth, 5-2 lead in favor of Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this timeout.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Brian Pena for the eighth inning for Fredericksburg as Tyler Schaaf goes one inning, giving up just the one hit, but one run as well. Two walks, no strikeouts, and that was a big run that he allowed, allowing the Hillcats to regain a little bit of momentum and extend the lead back to three. For Pena, he makes his 29th appearance of the season. He's 6-2 with a 5.74 ERA in 53 innings. He's struck out 69 and walked 28. Also given up 34 runs during that stretch. As Will Bartlett will step in here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jason Prill here with you. As the Hillcats try to force a game three, Bartlett takes a called strike, 0-1. Bartlett's three RBI double in the first inning is what separates these two ball clubs right now. Taken up and away, 1-1. Long look in, now the 1-1 pitch. Bartlett fouls it back, strike two. Timeout is called by Bartlett as he wants to readjust his gloves. Peña trying to keep this a three-run ball game for the ninth. Two-strike pitch. Inside, Bartlett thought about it. 2-2. Up and away, full count. Bartlett has spent some time on the IL throughout the year. A couple injuries he's had to battle through. Even dealt with an injury last season as well. The payoff pitch popped it up, first base side, headed toward the dugout. Diaz gives it a look, but it'll find the seats. Bartlett was here in Lynchburg last season. Was the Hillcats first baseman then as well. Payoff pitch from Peña. Downstairs, and he walked him. Leadoff walk here in the eighth for Will Bartlett as Joe Donovan will come to the plate. Hillcats with that three-run lead. Again, if the score holds, it'll force a decisive game three right here at Bank of the James Stadium. First pitch from Peña. Big cut, strike one. If you look at the records, you would assume that Fredericksburg should have home field advantage. However, because the Hillcats won the first half, they get to play these last two at home. Upstairs, 1-1. And in the playoff or in the championship round, the North, because it's an even year, will have priority for home field advantage. 1-1. Strike two. So if the Hillcats are able to win tonight and tomorrow, they would have home field advantage for the entirety of the postseason. Fredericksburg only has it for the championship series. Two-strike pitch. High drive into right field. Young ranging back on it will make the grab in front of the warning track for out number one. Donovan tried to slap it the other way. We don't see him do it much. But he pops out for the first out of the inning as Jordan Brown will step in. Hillcats have been in the situation before where they need two wins to stay alive. Back in Delmarva to end the first half, they had to win a doubleheader, both games of it, on the final day to be here today. First pitch outside, ball one. It was all in their hands, and they got excellent starts from Will Dion and Jack Leftwich. The 1-0. 1-1, including the only complete game of the year for a Hillcats pitcher. Coming from Jack Leftwich in that game two, strike two. Leftwich had one of the best pitching performances I had ever seen in a deciding game. Looked unfazed. The 1-2 pitch to Jordan Brown. Two away. That'll bring up Angel Hanau, who singled and came around to score in the seventh on a wild pitch that got away from Geraldy Diaz. First pitch to Hanau. It's popped up right field side. Young breaking toward the line. Makes the grab. Three outs remain between a game three here in Lynchburg. 5-2 our score. We head to the top half of the ninth right after this timeout. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball when we return right after this. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've hit the ninth inning here in Lynchburg as Tyler Thornton will take to the mound in relief of Franco Alleman. Alleman goes two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, and five strikeouts as Thornton will take over to try to get the final three outs of the ballgame. We wondered who the Hillcats would turn to in this situation. It looks like they're going to try and save Miguel Venicio for tomorrow night if this score holds. Thornton making his 31st appearance of the year in just under 35 innings. He's 4-1 with a 3.63 ERA. 58 strikeouts, 21 walks for the right-hander. His last outing against Fayetteville, he went an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Thornton has been a completely different pitcher since his 11th inning heroic appearance against Columbia. When he struck out the side to leave a runner stranded at third, allowing the Hillcats to walk things off. Tonight, though, much different story. He's got White, Diaz, and Infante due up here in game two. Hillcats hold on. We'll play tomorrow at 2:30. If Fredericksburg comes back, they move on to the championship game to face the winner of Charleston and Myrtle Beach. The first pitch from Thornton to open up the ninth. Upstairs, ball one. 5-2 lead in favor of Lynchburg. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Fredericksburg. Five runs, three hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Battle of the Birds, the 1-0. Up and away, ball two. It's been a good ball game so far. The intensity has been in the building, and the crowd has been into it from the first pitch. The 2-0. That one's in there, 2-1. Went fastball at 92. Thornton comes set. The right-hander fires. Got him swinging, strike two. White trying to get the leadoff runner aboard for Fredericksburg. The 2-2. Got him! One away here in the ninth. Big strikeout for Tyler Thornton to open up the inning. That'll bring up Geraldy Diaz. Diaz, 1-for-3 He singled in the fifth and got all the way to third before he was left stranded there. Most of Fredericksburg's hits tonight have been ground balls. Not much hard contact from the Nationals. First pitch misses the outside corner for ball one. But as we mentioned, not an easy out in this lineup. Sammy Infante waits on deck. 1-0. Got him swinging at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Strike two. Thornton stands at 6'3", 200 from San Diego, California. The 1-2 pitch. Up and away, 2-2. Thornton is a product of Arizona State. Didn't begin his college career there. He transferred from St. Mary's. He was named the National Freshman Pitcher of the Year while he was there. He's a guy that's been electric since he started college. The 2-2. Blew it by him at 94. Two away. So that'll leave it up to Sammy Infante as the Hillcats try to force the winner take all game three. A chilled air has come across the crowd here in Lynchburg. As the first pitch to Infante. Outside, ball one. 1,423 on hand to witness tonight's ball game. A great playoff crowd on a Thursday night here in the Hill City. The 1-0. Swung at a high fastball, 1-1. We've hit the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. As the sky has gone dark, as fall begins to creep towards the state of Virginia, the 1-1. Up and away. Ball two. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire. Juan Gomez. Hillcats in their home ballpark tonight. The urge of their home crowd. The 2-1. In tight, try to back him off the plate. 3-1. If Infante gets aboard, it'll be Brandon Bossier, who has some power of his own. Still some work to be done for Fredericksburg, though, down by three. The 3-1 pitch. Up and away, ball four. And the ball game stays alive for the Frednats. Bossier reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. Other than that, he's been held quiet. Two away here in the ninth. First pitch swinging, strike one. Thornton now with 60 strikeouts on the season. He pauses for the 0-1. Here comes. Strike two. Fredericksburg now down to their final strike here in game two. Hillcats crowd starting to come to their feet. First time we've seen this all season. The crowd has been amped since Zapata threw the first pitch of the night. Thornton holds the ball behind his back, now comes set at the belt. The two-strike pitch. Runner breaks. The throw is high. No throw down. That's 1-2. So Infante will pick up a stolen base, his second of the night. Fredericksburg now has the runner in scoring position with two away here in the top of the ninth. Three-run lead for the Hillcats. Thornton sets again and fires. Ball game! We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at Pank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats, with their backs up against the wall, defeat the Fredericksburg Nationals here tonight, 5-2. We'll step aside for a moment. We'll recap the whole thing when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 non-stop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Game 3 tomorrow night. Actually, tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 first pitch here at Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats knock off Fredericksburg 5-2 here this evening. Right now, though, let's toss it down to Andre Weil, who has Juan Zapata, tonight's starter for the Hillcats, for our post-game interview.
All right, fans, I am here with your starting pitcher, Juan Zapata. Juan, 5 innings, 4 strikeouts, and more importantly, 1 run during your time. What was your mindset entering today against this very tough Fredericksburg lineup?
Después de haber pichado todos esos 5 innings con una sola carrera, ¿cuál fue el objetivo principal que tú llevaste hacia el juego?
Aggressive in every pitch and competing every inning. Great. Good job.
Zapata, anything you want to say to the Lynchburg faithful for today?
Para la gente de aquí, que la fe, para mantener la fe.
Que thank you for, que gracias por apoyarnos. Y esperen mañana el siguiente juego para poder seguir ganando.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support.
I'll come tomorrow to supporting us.
I'll come tomorrow to support us.
Fans, let's give it up for Juan Zapata!
Juan Zapata, tonight's winning pitcher for the Hillcats, as a 5-2 final score here in the Hill City. As we'll have a game 3 tomorrow afternoon. The Hillcats scored 4 runs in the first inning as they loaded up the bases off of Harleen Susana, who struggled to throw strikes. A wild pitch would score Jake Fox, and then a 3-RBI double for Will Bartlett would clear the bases, give the Hillcats the 4-run lead. Things would be quiet up until the fourth, when Jacob Young would lead off the fourth inning with a single. He'd come around to score throughout the course of the inning. And then almost copy and paste it into the sixth. James Wood would do the same thing. He'd lead off the inning as a base runner, come around to score to make it a 4-2 ball game. Then in the bottom half of the seventh, as the Hillcats were searching for any sort of momentum, Angel Hanau singled and made his own magic as he stole second without a throw. And then came all the way around from second on a wild pitch to give the Hillcats the 3-run lead yet again. And from there, the bullpen continued to slam the door shut. Hervasio, Alleman, and Thornton combined for excellent outings that carried the Hillcats to the 5-2 victory. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Fredericksburg. 5 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Lynchburg. It's Tomorrow's the type of day that every baseball fan dreams of and every player has thought about since they were a little kid. A decisive final game of the series. Winner moves on, loser goes home. A chance for the championship tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Get your tickets today, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, or stop by the box office on your way in the door. And if you can't make it in the ballpark, I'll be right here. 2:30 first pitch, 2:25 will start the broadcast as the Hillcats and the Fred Nats will play game three to determine who moves on to the championship ball game. Charleston right now in the south up 7-2 in the top half of the seventh. So right now they look like they'll be the matchup for whoever wins tomorrow's ball game. It'll be Ryan Webb for the Hillcats. He's 1-1, the 3.92 ERA against Andre Lara, who's 3-8 with a 5.51 ERA. So that's the story for tomorrow. We'll be back with you then. Once again, Hillcats 5-2 victors here tonight. I'm Jason Prill saying good night and go Hillcats.